Hello, everyone. We're back together. This time we're in person.
We're live.
We're live with each other.
With each other.
We're in the realm, the same realm. We went and got our toes done, and now we're kicking it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great time now that summer's over to get our toes done.
Finally.
Yeah.
Jesus. Literally the end of summer. Literally.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we've been talking all night, which I wish we had been recording.
Yeah, we should have been just doing an Instagram live or something this entire time. Oh, my God.
We didn't even do an Instagram story. We're the fucking worst with our Instagram.
We're terrible social media people. We're influencers.
We try so hard, but it's like when we hang out, we never hang out. So we're not worried about like vlogging it.
No, we're very rarely even on our phones.
We're like in the moment.
Yeah.
God damn it.
This is how the other people live.
Anyways, so I feel like, what do we have to catch up on?
Well, I'll tell you about my struggle at our house this week.
Okay, tell me.
So this week, I don't know if it's happening at your house too, but because it's so hot outside, all of the bugs are coming inside.
Yes, motherfuck.
And I swear to fucking God, I bet I kill a million ants a day.
Yes, what is going on with the ants?
They're in my... I have to spray my trash can with bug spray.
Every night.
Every night.
Yeah.
Like the top of the actual trash. I'm not taking out the trash 14 times a day.
No.
I don't want to.
No. It's a waste of trash bags.
Right. And they're expensive as fuck.
Everything.
So I'm not taking out the trash
right
every single day.
Right.
It doesn't need it. And so now I have to spray Raid over my trash every night before I go to bed because otherwise my trash can, my kitchen sink, they're even on my clean dishes. What the fuck are ants doing on my clean dishes?
Yeah. No, it's disgusting.
There's nothing to eat on there. It's clean.
I know. That's what I was telling Sam, because last night they were like, there was a trail going just like across our vanity in our bathroom. And I was like, what do they actually want? He's like, I don't know. They're just looking for water or I don't know what they're looking for.
No, find it someplace else.
Like, you're on my second story in my vanity. What are you doing?
Right.
Like, bro, get the fuck out.
The ants are out of control. And one of our friends is an exterminator. He's like management though. So he's not going around spraying houses.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is the kind of ants they are, and blah, blah, blah. I guess they're like those little tiny black ones.
Yeah.
Are called like Argentinian ants. Uh-huh. So Christian goes, then why the fuck are they in America? Go back home. Why are you here invading my house?
They're so aggressive.
They are.
They're so aggressive.
I went in yesterday. I'm just get home from work, running to the bathroom, because of course everybody, it's like waking up in the morning.
Right.
You have to go right away.
Yeah.
I'm going to the restroom and I look up and there's ants on my ceiling. On the ceiling.
What did you do?
What the fuck are you looking at on the ceiling? Why are you up there? There's no water up there. There's no food up there.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
They're out of control.
They're everywhere.
They need to be escorted out of the area.
So on Sunday, we're having somebody come spray for ants because I fucking can't anymore.
Okay. Who is it? Is it a company?
Yeah.
Okay. If you like them, tell me.
It's like a mutual friend.
Okay.
So he's coming out and doing like a hookup price. But
I'm like, I need a number to one because I feel that. That and spiders. The spiders are killing me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wake up with bug bites.
Yes. The mosquitoes.
Yes, and I don't know what's crawling in my bed now.
What's going on? We're not living near swamps.
No, I'm not in Florida.
We're in the desert.
Yeah.
Like, this shit.
Sunny Southern California. Why do I have spiders, mosquitoes, and ants?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, dude. I'm not into it. It's not a vibe.
It's disturbing.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't with the ants.
I feel you on that. I'm glad you brought that up. I literally, every summer I get pissed about it, and every summer Sam's like, we live in a house, it's just what happens. They like try to come in and cool off. I'm like, well, they need to stop because I don't have patience.
Right.
I guess
I'm not running my air for them. It's for me only.
Okay, so you know how Alakai can be a little shit with eating all his food.
Yeah.
So I guess the other morning, or not the other morning, yesterday afternoon, Sam and Pierre home, and he just hears, Sammy, I think I need your help. And he's like, okay. So he goes upstairs, ants everywhere in their bathroom. Everywhere, right?
No.
And he's just like, oh, my God. She's like, I tried to kill them with this, but it didn't work. It's her hair detangler.
Oh, my God.
And she sprayed it so much on, like, their vanity, like, thing that it stained the paint. Holy like a white. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
She's detangling the cupboards.
Fuck, man. So anyway, so it turns out Alakai had said he finished his breakfast sandwich, but he did not. He rolled it up in toilet paper and left it in the trash upstairs.
No.
Yes. This little shit, dude.
Dead.
Such dead. A little shit. Isn't that irritating as fuck?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, the food. And normally I don't do my dishes every single night because... Yeah. I'm tired and I don't fucking want to.
Right.
No, now I have
you
to.
You have to.
Because if not, then I have a whole colony in my sink.
I know. I know.
They're in my dishwasher. How the fuck do ants get in the dishwasher?
I had somebody once say they were in their freezer and she was like, what the actual fuck are you? You're killing yourself. You're committing suicide. Like, why are you in here?
Yes. And now I'm just running my dishes with all these
ants.
Dead bugs in there. There's dead ants. Like,
I know.
Oh, it's just.
It's a nightmare.
It's absolutely terrible.
It's an absolute nightmare.
Well, so.
At least we're in the same misery.
Yeah. I'm sure we're not the only ones, but here we are.
So we need to talk about the fact that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck got married.
This is weird to me.
Why do you find it weird?
Because I find it strange that after 20 years of them being separated, they've now been dating for, what, 4 or 5 months, maybe? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they're ready to get married.
Yeah.
You have not spent the last 20 years together.
Yeah.
You don't think anything's changed in 20 years? You don't think people are different? Maybe the fact that Ben Affleck has...
Cheated and had a, addiction problem.
Been an alcoholic, gotten divorced, had 3 children. Like, those are huge things in itself. She's also basically been married to 2 different men, to Mark Anthony and to Alex Rodriguez.
Well, before that, she has been married twice, though. Remember, she was married to her backup dancer, like, in the 90s? No, she's, like, a serial monogamist. J-Lo is a serial monogamist, and she loves to recycle her men.
Yes, I just find it, and she was with that guy Casper for a long time, another backup dancer.
Yeah.
Like, I just find it so strange that after 4 or 5 months, after you haven't talked in 20 fucking years, mm-hmm. now all of a sudden it's the love that I missed out on, and this has always been us, and blah, blah, blah. It's like a bunch of bullshit.
I just find it suspicious because I'm like, I would want to make sure the entire family gelled well together, meaning the children. Right. Like, you need to spend a lot of time together as step parents to each other's children and with the children blended together.
More than a couple months.
Yeah. It's a big step. I get the whole, like, we've spent enough time apart, let's just be together thing. Like, the being engaged, I get.
I get being engaged. I get buying a house. I get all that. But running to Vegas to some random courthouse, standing in line in the middle of the night with all these other people to get married?
It's weird.
I find it strange. I'm not on board with it.
Yeah, it's weird. And I find it really odd that she changed her name to Jennifer Affleck.
I think Jennifer Lopez is Affleck, whatever, is so talented business-wise.
Yeah.
I think personal...
Yeah, she's a wreck.
Disaster.
Yeah, she's a wreck. Her love life's a wreck.
An absolute disaster.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched her J-Lo thing on Netflix.
Was it good?
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really good. It's just a different look at everything. The whole scandal about what she said about the Super Bowl, the fact that her and Shakira had to, like, share time. She was irritated about it. I don't know if you read anything about it online.
Yeah, but I understood why she said that.
Me too. it made total context, like, in the show. She was basically saying, like, we're both being cheated because we're not allowed a full set. We right. have to split a set. And that was shitty to do. If you're, you need to have a headliner. Yes. Like, why? And they made it, like, a female, a Latina female thing of being, like, what, because we're two women, we have to share? Like, we're not good enough to stand on our right. own alone on the stage?
Well, and that's what it was. She was like, no other male performer has had a co-headliner. Mm-hmm. But now that you have the first ever woman headliner, now there needs two of us.
Yeah.
Which, I understood her point.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too. And I think it was valid. But it was cool seeing the behind the scenes of that and, like, her working the deals and her working with the NFL and being like, we're doing this. Like, I don't remember if you remember the Super Bowl. She – I don't remember if you remember. I don't know if you remember, God, that she made, like, a political statement at the Super Bowl, which she has never, ever done before. But, like, on the field were children in cages everywhere. And she made it look really beautiful and like it was just part of the set, but she was directly speaking about all the kids being kept in cages at the border. And the NFL was like, we're absolutely not doing that. We're not doing the cages. And they wanted to pull it the night before. And she was like, we're doing the cages. I don't give a fuck what you say. We're doing the cages. And so it was interesting to see her be like, for the first time, I'm going to stand up and make a political statement. Like, this is bullshit. And I'm going to fight to make sure that people know how I feel about it.
Right.
And then at the very end, like, the Born in the USA was, like, a really powerful, like, important moment that her and Shakira wanted to do together. So right. it was cool seeing all the behind the scenes and the hard work, obviously, goes into it. She works her fucking ass off.
Oh, for sure.
But, yeah, that was interesting. I did like watching that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And I don't know if you ever watched it on Peacock, her new, like, chick flick with...
I didn't.
Owen Wilson. It's really cute. It's very cute.
That's what you said. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it, though. I did, however, watch the entire season of The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Okay.
I liked it.
You weren't obsessed.
But I wasn't obsessed.
Okay, but do you get why I would be?
I do. And I think the reason that I wasn't is because I never experienced all of that. Like, I never experienced, like, a drastic change or a drastic anything like that. And I really, to be honest, I was never really interested in dating or, like, being with anybody or anything like that until after I graduated high school. Like, I really didn't want it.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't relate to it, which is why I think I wasn't, like,
emotionally drawn.
Right.
Yeah.
And I also thought that it left the whole series kind of dropped off on a cliffhanger that I didn't like.
I know, but there's going to be more seasons, I think, is the thing.
Like, there was no resolution.
Yeah. It was just that she ended up with Connor, which I didn't see coming.
Right? Conrad.
Conrad, yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
And then it was that the mom was going to try for the trial cancer thing. And that whole storyline with the mom and the two boys, like, fucked me up.
Yeah.
That is what really fucked me up. And the best friend and the mom. And the best friend crying over her friend dying. Like, all of that was so heavy. But it was so beautiful at the same time.
It was. I think that it was really well done. Like, I thought that it was a beautifully great done. Show mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. I just didn't connect the same.
Yes.
Which is...
And that's totally fair.
Yeah.
It's totally fair. But it's still a charming, cute, like, sweet story.
It was.
Yeah.
It was, very much. It was kind of like that that Netflix show that it had reminded me of that you guys
The Kissing about. Booth?
No, not The Kissing Booth.
It was the only one I can ever think of.
No, it wasn't The Kissing Booth. My cousin just texted it to me. It was To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Yes. Oh, those. Oh,
yeah.
They get me. Those get me.
That's what it really related to me. It was very, like, equivalent to that. Mm-hmm. But it was still super good. I loved it.
Yes. It's a great one. I'm just so sad it goes so quick.
It did go by really fast. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to go by a little slower, but it didn't.
Yeah.
I just sat at home and watched it, and I had a puzzle going.
Yeah.
So I just did my puzzle, watched the show. Another interesting thing that I did this week was there's this newer podcast out, and it's two sisters that break down relationships of celebrity siblings.
Okay.
super good. I've only listened to the first two episodes because it was about the Kardashians.
Okay. Love that.
Love it. But they broke it down from before Robert Kardashian and Kris Jenner even met.
Oh.
Which was very interesting to me.
Okay.
So the girlfriend that Robert Kardashian had right before Kris Jenner was Priscilla Presley.
Elvis Presley's daughter? Or?
Wife.
Wait, what?
Wait. They said Priscilla Presley.
Wait, what?
Let me see.
Her granddaughter? I don't know who that is. Well, she's really pretty.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Former wife of former American wife, yeah. singer Elvis Presley.
So, Robert Kardashian what dated her fuck? Before Kris Jenner. When Kris Jenner and Robert Kardashian got together, Kris was only 17 yeah, years old.
I knew that. Which, and he was late 20s, right?
Or early 30s. Oh, he was much older.
Okay.
I want to say like 28, 29. Like,
yeah.
Much, much older. Also, growing up, their neighbors, when the kids were little kids,
yeah.
their neighbors were Jay Leno and Bruce Springsteen.
So they always grew up like...
They always grew up in wealth.
Rich and famous.
They always grew up in like the socialite groups. They always had money. But... The way that Robert Kardashian kind of made them live was on the poorer end, but...
He was conservative with his money.
Extremely yeah. frugal. Yeah. Extremely. I also didn't know that Kim, as she was growing up, her long-term boyfriend as a teenager was Michael Jackson's nephew.
Which one?
Well, I don't know. One of his nephews. What? She had her 16th birthday. Her sweet 16 was at Neverland.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Kim. The fuck?
Strange, right?
That's wild.
And then I knew that Kris Jenner had initiated the divorce with Robert Kardashian. However, I didn't necessarily know why.
Right.
Robert found out that Kris Jenner had been having an affair.
Yeah.
And that she was already dating Bruce before their divorce was even final. But the affair she was having was not with Bruce. Mm-mm. It was with somebody completely different, some random guy.
Well, remember the girls thought that she was talking to him again and like it was a whole emotional thing on one of the seasons.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't... To me, as a little kid, that would kind of fuck with me. And then...
For sure.
Immediately after their divorce was final, the OJ case started. And when the OJ case started, just to like put it into perspective, Courtney was 15, Kim was 14, Chloe was 10, and Rob was 7. So imagine finding out your mom's having an affair, now she's dating some other dude, and now... Your mom's best friend and your dad's best friend, one of them's dead and the other one...
Probably killed them.
Allegedly killed her.
Yeah.
And your parents are on completely opposite sides.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like, that's a lot that's for a young teenager, 10 and 7. And the kids were in the middle of the case the entire time. The kids were going to the courtroom. The yeah. kids were sitting in there. The kids
that
were...
That was so unhealthy.
So unhealthy.
I couldn't believe that. Because 15 and 14 are so young. Like, 14 is only 2 years older than Alakai.
Right.
That's... He can't comprehend that
and
stuff.
And then a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, they're sitting in on a murder case. A national murder case. And then, I don't know, did you ever watch that, like, true crime, OJ?
The reenactment with, yes. What's his name, David Schwimmer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of in there, but the whole Bronco chase thing started in Robert Kardashian's driveway with the kids there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He left Robert Kardashian's house, and then that's when the chase started.
Oh, shit.
So they were, like,
those they were in the drama of it.
In it the entire time.
Wow.
Which is kind of intense. I think the ages, I knew that they were involved, but I'd always thought that they were a little older. But the ages when
yeah,
they said
yeah, I thought
it,
they were like 17, 16. Right.
But they weren't. They were young. They were
wow,
really young.
Okay.
And then during the OJ case and after, Courtney was the only child that lived with Robert for most of her teenage years. She did not live with Kris at all.
Whoa, Courtney?
Yes.
Oh, this is a lot about their relationship.
Right.
That's really interesting.
And it makes it interesting because Courtney and her mom always kind of have this.
There's bitterness there.
There is, and you can tell. Mm-hmm. But then when that was said in this podcast, I was like, Yeah, oh, makes sense.
It's a resentment.
Yeah. Also, they said that on Robert Kardashian's deathbed, literally hours from him passing, they had said that he was always very supportive of Bruce in that relationship and always, like, promoted Bruce to the kids. He was never, like, anti. They always got along, all this stuff. One of his final words to the kids was, "This is why Bruce is here. He's here to take care of you now since I'm leaving."
Oh, that's sad. That would make it hard then. Like, harder for, like, it makes sense why it was so hard for them to deal with Bruce's transition.
Right. Also, Khloé did not go to the hospital in the last few weeks before Robert died because she couldn't emotionally deal with it.
So she didn't see him.
Mm-mm. All the other kids went. Khloé did not.
Oh, my God. That would fuck you up.
So, for me, I think Khloé by far took Bruce's transition the hardest. Mm-hmm. And now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Like, I couldn't see my dad pass away. Now I'm forced to see my second dad transition into somebody I don't know who she is anymore.
Right.
So it's like she's lost two dads. So that kind of, I think a lot of things just kind of clicked. Like, there was one piece missing, and listening to this podcast, it just all kind of like melded together a little bit more. Also, I thought it was really interesting. Robert left zero money to his children.
I think that's kind of, no offense, I think that's fucked up.
It's super fucked up. So he was told 8 weeks prior to him passing that he was dying.
Right. You're on your deathbed currently. Right.
6 weeks, so 2 weeks after he was told you're going to die any day now, he married a woman and he left everything he had.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. They had been dating kind of off and on for a little while, but then he married her and she knew he was dying.
But she was getting all his money. Why the fuck was she here?
Right. And he left everything to her. The kids only got personal items. Like,
we hear them talk about it a lot. Like, right. Dad's clothes or right. Dad's drawings or dad's.
That's
this.
All they got. The only child that got any form of money at all was Rob. And that's because his dad wanted him to go to USC where he had gone to law school.
It was his college
and
fund.
It was his college fund. So that wasn't money that Rob could just go out and spend. Mm-hmm. It was specifically for college. That's all the kids got.
I wonder what that is. That seems very odd. Very odd.
I thought it was strange too, but when it was explained a little bit more, he, like I said earlier, he lived so frugal and he wanted his kids to bust their ass. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be successful, you're going to work. And he didn't want his kids to be trust fund babies.
That makes sense.
And so he didn't leave them with anything.
My thing is, like, you can leave money to them for when they turn 30. Or for when they graduate college. Or for when they buy their first house. Like, why would you not do that for them?
Right. I guess even when they got cars, like, when they started driving, he bought them a vehicle. But they had to sign a contract that it was to be used to help the family whenever they wanted.
Wow.
So, like,
that's kind of cool.
If you're at your friend's house, you need to drop everything, go to the grocery store and get me this and drop it off.
Yeah.
Like, it is to be used for the family whenever it's asked upon. And also, if you crash it, you are not getting a replacement. Now you buy your own.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I have fuck tons of money. I've done all of this. Like, I've been this huge lawyer for all this time, blah, blah, blah. Like, buying multi-million-dollar houses, but I'll buy you one car. Well, you get one chance.
He did them a fucking favor.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge favor.
Huge.
That's
wild.
Yeah. And Chris has, I mean, I think everybody knows this, but Chris's one regret in her life is divorcing Robert Kardashian. Not cheating on him, but divorcing him.
Which I find interesting because had she never left him, she would have never had Kendall and Kylie.
Right.
But I'm sure that, I don't know, like, Bruce caused her so much fucking heartache.
Tons.
So much heartache. But she probably caused Robert Kardashian a ton of heartache.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Also, I think Kris Jenner's kind of known to be like this, especially in her younger years, kind of like this gold digger. Like, she went after Robert Kardashian, then she went after Bruce Jenner and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's been said that Bruce Jenner only had $200 in his bank account and he was over $200,000 in debt when him and Chris met.
Yeah, I've heard this. She turned his life around.
Yeah, so that whole theory about, like, she's a gold digger, she's not really working, she's just sucking off these men, like, that's not true.
No, I think that she helps make these men.
Right.
Like, honestly. She was a hard-ass worker. She was a, what did she do? She was stewardess for a while.
Yeah.
And she worked a couple different jobs, but I find it so fascinating that we know nothing about her younger years.
Nothing.
Like, she has a sister we know nothing about.
No.
No idea about her. We don't know
who's... I don't even know her name.
Right. I think her name's... I honestly think her name's Karen or something. But I think that it's weird that we don't know... Like, we know Cece Bussey, but she's a cousin.
Yeah.
It's like, I just find it so odd. There's no aunts. There's no uncles. There's no nobody. Just... the girls of the family.
Right. So then I kind of skipped forward a little bit and it started talking about when the Keeping Up with the Kardashians started. So this, the whole series was Kendall and Kylie's godmother's idea. And do you know who their godmother is?
Kendall and Kylie's godmother. Isn't she one of the business managers or something?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Why?
Right. So Kathy Lee Gifford came over to their house and obviously she was just like in the chaos. Kathy Lee Gifford is in TV and she was like, you guys need a reality show.
Okay.
And Kathy Lee Gifford reached out to Ryan Seacrest, who was starting the production company, and was like, you need to start this. Like, this needs to be a thing.
Oh.
So she's the one that started this entire
idea. Interesting.
Which I would have never thought of all people on this planet, Kathy Lee Gifford.
I know. That's really fascinating.
Wild, huh?
Yeah.
I also didn't know that right before Keeping Up with the Kardashians was even a thought that Courtney was on another reality TV show.
Yeah, they talked about it on the show. She's on some TV show where she had like ride a horse or some shit.
Right. It was called Filthy Rich Cattle Drive.
So random.
So random. They're kind of doing stuff like that now with, like, famous people's kids.
Yeah, they are.
But, I don't know. I thought that it, I guess I knew it, but I didn't really, like.
Realize.
I kind of thought that it was during, for some reason, I was thinking it was more during the Keeping Up with the Kardashian phase and not prior to the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then Kim's first marriage. She left because she was a victim of domestic violence.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which she does not talk about at all.
She's never talked about that.
Never.
Wait, what? How do they know that?
I guess it's on the internet.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, so she left. They weren't married for very long. She left because she was a victim. She was being abused. And then during her divorce is when she went to Cabo with Ray J and made that tape. So her divorce from her first husband was not finalized during the taping, the infamous tape.
Yeah, interesting.
So
but it makes sense why she would be like going wild.
Right. And she said how like she was on ecstasy and she was doing this, like she ran out to Cabo with Ray J. So it makes sense, but it did remind me of like a generational thing, like Chris isn't divorced yet and she's already dating other men. Yeah. Kim's not divorced yet. She's already dating other men. Like it's very, seems very.
Yeah.
Like habitual in the family. Also, I didn't realize. So Kim struck a deal with Vivid and Vivid is the company that owns her sex tape. So she wanted. She knew that she wasn't going to be able to stop it from coming out.
Uh-huh.
So she made a deal with Vivid that she profits off of it.
Okay.
So even though she doesn't want people like necessarily watching it or whatever.
If they do,
she makes money off of that.
Well, you might as well.
Right. Vivid has also made public statements that stated that they did not get the tape from a Kardashian or anybody in the Kardashian circle, but they refused to say who they got it from.
Hmm.
So
what is the theory with that? Where do people think it came from?
I genuinely think that it came from Ray J.
Like himself.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that Ray J was kind of up and coming, but he never made it as big as his sister.
Never.
Then the sex tape happened long before the taping of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Wow. And it didn't come out until after they were already on TV. Mm-hmm. They were already like halfway through filming their first season. And then it's like, oh, all of a sudden came out sex tape.
Yeah.
I think Ray J was trying to build clout. Mm-hmm. I think Ray J wanted to be famous and he didn't care how. Other people were getting famous by making sex tapes. Yeah. Look at Paris Hilton. Look at like all these other people. They were doing whatever.
Yeah.
And I think he was trying to boost his morale. That's my theory.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
No.
That shit's wild. I find it, like, I wish we knew more about Robert Kardashian because he seems like a really good dad and, like, guy all the way around. Okay, I want to talk about... Okay, first of all, I'm excited that the second season's coming in September.
Thank God.
Have you been seeing all of Chloe's posts, like, on the beach, like, with no clothes on, like, her abs and stuff?
She looks too thin.
It doesn't look good on her.
No.
Like, it just doesn't. It doesn't look like Chloe. She looks like an alien.
Yeah. Chloe is very, like... And I don't mean this in a negative way. Chloe is built more like an Amazon woman. Like,
yes.
Like thicker, just
curvy, voluptuous.
Yes. Very like Marilyn Monroe vibes. Yes. Like a little bit more meat. But I feel like people have called her the fat sibling for so long. Now she has like this complex that if she's not concave, it's not good.
Yeah, dude. She's so thin.
I don't think she looks good.
I don't think she does either. It's not a cute look.
No.
Like, I would rather have meat on my bones and love what I eat and drink every day than starve and die.
Right.
On the treadmill. Like, that doesn't sound fun.
No.
Yeah, I've just been noticing that more and more. Like, these pictures don't look good. And maybe she's photoshopping them or whatever, but holy shit, dude.
But even still, like, that's a form of like a mental illness if you're having to even Photoshop your pictures that intense
that to be look like a different person
that you're able to feel comfortable enough to post them. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah. Have you been seeing all the stuff about Kylie the last couple of days
about her private jet?
No, about her people thinking she's secretly getting married.
No,
you haven't seen this. Okay, so Kylie Jenner's been posting these videos on TikTok. And people are like, these look like bridal, like, celebrations, like a bachelorette party or, like, a bridal shower. Like, what the fuck's going on? Okay. You know? So now there's all these conspiracies on the internet. But it does look like if you watch her videos. So there's the first one. She's wearing this white thing. There's the second one. She's in all white. Everyone else is in black.
Okay.
It looks like, you know, she's...
It looks bridal.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks very bridal. And they're out partying somewhere. And then there's this about her lipsticks, and then this with Travis, and like a big ass ring, and then this she just posted today. And it's like
interesting.
Yeah, so people are just like, okay, so are they getting married? Are they traveling for their wedding? You know what I mean?
Huh.
I think Travis Scott is disgusting.
Oh, for sure.
I think the fact that she wanted to make out with him ever is gross.
But I don't find him visually appealing.
At all.
No.
Or his personality, or his voice, or his whole, like, aesthetic.
No, I don't either.
And then to procreate with him, I'm like, for real?
I mean, her baby's beautiful.
Well, yeah, totally. But that man is forever now in your life forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And to me, I'm like, I just think Kylie could do, like, insanely better.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know.
Even if you're trying to be with a rapper, like, why not be with somebody like Drake or something? Why are you got to be with...
Well, Travis Scott's just like he seems like a shitty fucking person.
Person.
He does
like
a
human.
Shit ton of drugs.
Right.
He doesn't... I think it's fucking weird. He won't look anyone in the eye. He won't look up for a photo. Like, what is she so obsessed with about him? And she's like obsessed with making sure we know that they're back together and they're good and everything's fine. Like, we get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
but
odd.
Even when she was with Tyga, it was kind of the same thing. Like,
yeah,
he was more photogenic. Like, he was more, like, appealing to the public. But
I still don't get it.
I didn't either. I never got it.
But maybe that's just her vibe. Just like Chloe loves fucking shitty-ass NBA players.
Oh, my God.
Like, shitty men.
Terrible.
Shitty fucking men. And now it's rumored that Tristan is, well, it's not rumored. He is partying in Greece currently. Their surrogate is due supposedly any day now. But one of the girls he's partying with and holding hands with is Chaney Jones that Kanye was fucking chilling with not that long ago.
It's gross. It's gross. I'm sorry. Like,
I have no words, and you're, like, trying to make me believe that it's gross. Like, I know. It's fucking hideous. These people are disgusting.
They're all, like, fucking Eskimo siblings. Right. Everybody is with everybody, like.
Chaney Jones just is trying to get pregnant by one of these men.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why are you hanging out with these people?
But you know what? These women that just try to get pregnant by all these rich men, I blame the men as much as I do the women.
1,000%.
These women are banking off having children.
Unprotected sex with you.
They don't have to co-parent with you because you don't give a fuck.
Uh-huh.
You pay out a shit ton of money to keep your mouth shut.
Thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of thousands to keep your mouth shut, but thousands a month for child support. Tens of thousands.
And you're not being suckered. You're just too fucking stupid to put a condom on.
Yeah.
Who cares? No, I don't blame these women.
No, I don't either. These men, like, he is the problem.
They're taking advantage. Yeah, they're taking advantage, but they're taking advantage of stupid people.
Yeah, but Tristan Thompson wants to sleep with everybody. He doesn't care.
No.
He would love to be taken advantage of.
Right. And he obviously doesn't use protection because he's got children everywhere. Yeah, I don't.
Unreal that they're having. I still can't believe that they're having another baby. Unreal.
I can.
She's a goddamn but moron.
It's because, first of all, I can believe it because of the circumstances they were in when they impregnated that surrogate.
Yeah.
I think she's an idiot for just trusting him blindly and not investigating more. Like, first of all, I could never get back with somebody that ever cheated on me.
Never. That's, when you're about to give birth, that would be it.
No. About to give birth. Like, I couldn't do it.
Fuck.
But if that was your choice, you decided to do that, I would be having a PI follow him at all times.
Mm-hmm. But then if you have to do that, you shouldn't be with him.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like, she should not have been with this man. She should not have. And her family should have been woke enough to realize that, too. It's super shitty and disappointing.
I agree.
This man, and he clearly doesn't give a fuck because he's just chilling.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. That's wild. The narcissism runs so deep and so thick. Oh, yeah. He does not give a fuck.
No, not at all.
Wow. Wow.
It's like he vibes off of it.
I am very concerned that Kim and Pete have broken up.
I am too.
Because of all of Kim's
cryptic posts.
Cryptic Khloe Kardashian-esque posts on her story about, like, following red flags and this and that. So I'm like, is that about Kanye? Is she still dealing with fallout from that? Or is it about Pete? Or is it about Tristan? You know what I mean?
I hope not Pete, but I don't know.
That's what my gut thinks it is. I think it's Pete. And I think that they finally have had, like, maybe a real conversation around this whole child thing because he came out with an interview saying basically he wants to be a dad and, like, have little babies.
Right, that interview we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
So, I saw something that made a lot of sense. I can't remember if I sent it to you. But somebody was being interviewed and she was saying, like, I think that Kim and Pete are going to have children. And she was like, and I think this because Kim follows everything her mom does. And her mom had 4 children with Robert Kardashian, her dad, who was very involved, great co-parenting relationship, got along, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then she ran off with Bruce, had this whirlwind romance, got married, and popped out 2 more in her 40s. And she's like, I could 1,000% see Kim popping out 2 more with the next guy she marries if she settles down soon with Pete. And just because, and she's like, and maybe even 3 to be her mom. But because that's kind of like the notoriety that Kris Jenner had.
Right. Maybe.
I don't know. I could see that vibe because for a while I was like, there's no way Kim Kardashian will have another baby. There is no fucking way. No way. But then when I heard it put like that, I was like, oh.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, if she is that down for Pete, if they are that serious and he wants children, I can't see her being like, no.
Right.
I wonder if she has eggs alone or if she only has embryos with Kanye.
I'm sure she has eggs alone.
You think she has eggs alone?
Yeah, for sure. I think she's smarter than to only.
I think so too.
Get eggs.
Yeah.
Or embryos.
They probably all. Well, I don't know because Courtney's probably kicking herself now for never freezing her eggs, but.
Yeah, she should have.
We don't know if they're pregnant or not. We don't know. They could be. I mean, fuck, Chloe's growing a whole ass baby over here. Shit, man. That was wild that day.
That was wild. It kind of like slapped you in the face kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Kardashian news.
There is.
Wow.
A lot going on.
We need to talk about the wrap up of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Okay. First of all, I'm depressed that it's over.
Same.
Very depressed.
Same.
I thought it was good though.
It was a great last episode. Yeah. Fucking Dorinda, man. She started to spiral again.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't go the whole rest of the season without spiraling at least one more time.
Right.
But, you know.
I keep losing my train of thought. I'm so tired tonight. Wait, what were we talking about?
Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yes. Okay. Okay. I.
Tell me.
Fuck me, dude. Shit. I loved the final episode. I'm glad that.
I thought it was good.
Brandy and Dorinda like had that good moment, but I'm like, what is up Dorinda's ass, bro? Like, calm down.
She needs to stop. She just needs to stop.
Just chill the fuck out. And she just like leans in and points and does not give up. Like, relax.
I think a lot of it is her mannerisms. Her mannerisms are so intense.
Yeah, they're aggressive.
So you're immediately on defense just by looking at her.
Yeah. She's nuts.
She's nuts.
She is nuts, dude.
She's great television.
She's great. But she's being around her all day long would be exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
I would eat therapy.
I would way rather, like, hang out with Sonia Morgan all day.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, for sure.
She needs to be back on TV, dude. It's been so long.
She's about to be. The legacy.
What do we think about Tamara being back on OC?
I think it's well deserved.
I do too.
I think, first of all, Tamara was never really out of the realm. I mean, I guess for like a year or two, but she.
Then she got that podcast. She's been doing that became podcast, relevant. Right. Yeah.
And that podcast gets a lot of traction.
It does. A lot of people talk about it.
Yeah. And everybody talks about it primarily like to get Tamara's viewpoints and to talk shit about Teddy, which I don't know why everybody hates Teddy.
Why do they hate
so
Teddy
so much?
Why do they hate her?
I don't know.
Everyone
I don't get
hates
it.
Her.
Right. I don't get it. I don't love Teddy. She's not my favorite housewife ever, but I don't like despise
her. She's not repulsing.
Her. Uh-uh. And I don't know. I've listened to their podcast here and there. I think it's good. I think their interviews sometimes are kind of draining, but I do think it's good. Did you see that clip, though, of Tamara and Vicky at Watch What Happens Live last week?
Which one?
And it was brought up, a viewer asked Tamara, like, how is it?
Oh, and Vicky's like, I don't like her. And she's like, you can't like somebody you never met. Well, yes. I don't care. I don't like her.
So do you know why they're fighting?
Because
Vicky
yeah,
and
because
Teddy?
Didn't Teddy say, like, where were you January 6th?
Yes.
That's pretty rude.
It's so rude.
It's pretty rude. You can't say that shit.
No.
Yeah.
We all know, like, first of all, just because the area that Vicky lives in, it's
very conservative.
Orange County is very conservative.
Yeah.
Very,
fair.
Very
fine.
Red.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Vicky is very red.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
But for Teddy to say that to her, like, not every Republican was storming the.
No, it's rude. Don't say that.
No, it was rude.
Don't say that.
I agree.
Like, I. Yeah, and I think it's just tacky.
I can see why Vicky got her feelings hurt. Normally, I think Vicky's pretty dramatic, but for that one,
I think it's tacky.
I get it.
Yeah, I don't think she should have said that. I think I am glad Tamara is back. I don't think they should be keeping any of the old cast, any of them.
No.
I do not think Heather should be back.
No.
Emily, Gina. Or Shannon. I don't think any of them should be back. I think
they're for sure keeping Shannon because of the relationship or the lack thereof now between Shannon and Tamara.
Well, those five are basically confirmed. Heather, yeah. Gina, Emily, Tamara, Shannon, and supposedly two more brand news. But I'm like, why are we still trying to make Heather work? Why are we still trying to make Gina and Emily work?
And it's been announced that the new season of Orange County is going to be primarily based around Tamara.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I don't know that Heather's going to be down with that. Because the last season was primarily based around Heather.
It was Heather's show. It was Heather's show. And it was boring as fuck.
It was boring.
It was boring.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know how she's going to react to that. But I'm more interested in Tamara's life.
For sure. Wow. Interesting. Okay. Well, I don't know how you make Tamara work without Vicky, to be blunt.
I think what's going to be the saving grace is her falling out friendship with Shannon.
Yeah, and maybe Vicky will be like a friend of.
Possibly.
As like a way to get back.
Possibly. And I do like Gina and Emily on the show for nothing else than their comedic relief.
Yeah.
Watching their friendship. Because their friendship is really sweet.
No, they are good. They're just not great. Like, OC Housewives used to be great.
Right.
And it hasn't been for years.
I want them to bring back somebody controversial.
Like who?
Like.
They need to bring back Gretchen.
Either Gretchen or Alexis Bellino.
Yeah, they need to bring one of them back. That would be huge.
Huge. I don't know that they could bring back Alexis because her ex-husband sued Tamara and Shannon.
That's right.
But he also sued them after they were divorced. So maybe they could bring her back and that could be a thing. I don't know. She lives more towards us now. She doesn't live in Orange County anymore.
Really? Weird.
With her boyfriend.
They're still not engaged.
Not that I know.
I remember them being, they were on a Below Deck episode. Two of them. Uh-huh. Alexis Bellino and her boyfriend were on a Below Deck episode. Neither of them had chartered it, but somebody they were with did. And, like, the whole episode, she's, like, being annoying about him proposing and, like, getting engaged and this and that. Maybe it's a different guy, but she's annoying as fuck. And so is he.
I don't think that they're engaged yet. My sister used to see them all the time. They used to come into her work.
Weird. Yeah. I don't know, man. We'll see if they can revive these fucking Real Housewives franchises.
Even as much as I hate Kelly Dodd, I feel like she would bring something to the table.
Yeah. She's such a shitty person.
She's a terrible person.
But I could almost be down with, like, if Brandy lived in OC, bring Brandy onto Real Housewives of OC.
Or Taylor lives in OC.
I can't stand Taylor. No. No.
Okay.
I cannot.
Really?
I think she is a...
That deep?
I think she's a dummy. Like, she's a I think dummy. She is just a fat, dumb biatch. Like, I don't like her. And I don't mean fat physically. I mean, like, she's so dumb. I don't know what it is. Like, she irks me. She doesn't say intelligent stuff. She bitches about stuff that's 30 years old.
Yeah, but I almost wonder... First, that was annoying on the girl strip that she was bitching about stuff that Brandy did forever ago.
About to another person.
I wonder how much of that, first of all, is because she hasn't really seen Brandy since she's been in that terrible relationship where she never had a voice.
Yeah.
So how much is it that now she has a voice? So now it's like, now I have time with you. Now I can bring this out. And now I can tell you what I've been harboring.
Yeah.
So I think that could be part of it. Also, I am really curious to see what Taylor's life is like now with her new husband versus what it was like with Russell.
Yeah. I just find her so uninteresting.
I don't think she's the smartest person.
She's not.
But it does kind of like intrigue me, I guess.
Yeah, like it would be new information.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
And before she was so passive and so... Just like, I can't say anything. She was so timid and scared all the time. And now we know why. Like, now we know she's had to have a shit ton of plastic surgery to cover up everything. And which is terrifying.
Terrible. Did you watch Beverly Hills Housewives this week?
Yes.
Because I don't think I got very far. I remember them talking to Crystal about her eating disorder and like Kyle asking questions and then being like, I only ask because I know.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't remember much else.
Okay, so Kathy also was brought into this episode.
Okay, I didn't get to watch that. Shit.
So fucking funny.
Okay.
Kyle goes to Kathy's house to have lunch. Mm-hmm. And the lady.
Oh, yeah. The lady.
The lady brings out a plate that literally just has a baked potato on it.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Her housekeeper or whatever person just, like, brought her that and nothing else?
That's what they had for lunch. They each had one baked potato.
That's weird.
Kyle goes, is this like the appetizer?
Yeah.
Kathy goes, no, what do you think we're going to do? No, this is your lunch. This is lunch.
Oh my God, I can't.
Kyle goes, it's just kind of weird. You bring out a plate with a potato. Like, this is it. So that was funny.
She's such a nut.
They also, their lunch together was funny just because it's like,
the two of them are hilarious.
Sisterly banter. Like, yeah. You never answer your phone. You never call me back. Look at what happens when I try to call you back.
Oh, yeah. I did see that part.
Do you even have your phone? No. The lady knows where my phone is at. Like, oh,
my God. Just a wreck.
Just a mess.
Yeah. Such yeah. a mess.
So that was funny. Then who was it that had the party? Oh, Diana. Diana
okay.
has a party.
Okay.
And she transforms her house into this winter wonderland. It's absolutely stunning.
Wait, I did see this part because her son was there with his girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're there. Everybody's – Kyle's wearing a mask because she's worried that the people that have recovered from coronavirus are still going to give her coronavirus.
I see.
So she's wearing a mask. Kathy comes to the party. Everybody's loving it, blah, blah, blah. And then at the very end, it got really dark and it became a to be continued because Erica started asking. First of all, Erica at this point is drunk.
You know what? Okay, finish the story. I'm sick of Erica.
I'm getting there.
Stop verbally attacking people.
I'm getting there. So.
Jesus.
Okay. At the beginning of the season, I defended her with her drinking. Now I'm like, this could be a problem.
Right.
So she's been drinking and she's talking. At first, it's really sincere. She's talking to Crystal about her eating disorder. Mm-hmm. Crystal's been open now on social media about it. So I think the women are kind of like being there, but they also want to understand.
Yeah. They're asking questions to better understand what's going right. on.
And so it's Crystal, Garcelle, and Erica all standing together and Garcelle was just like comforting and being there and blah, blah, blah. And Erica's trying to understand. You can tell Erica's never dealt with this, so she doesn't quite know. Mm-hmm. And so Erica's asking, I feel like, are genuine questions at first. And she was like, okay, so like, how does it affect you basically? Like, do you just not eat at all? Or once you eat, then do you feel guilty about it? Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, after I eat, then I feel guilty. And Erica's like, so you just throw it up, right? So then it kind of gets a little, like, it starts getting a little intense.
It feels insensitive.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And Erica's like, oh, well, when I feel like that, I just take a laxative because I would rather shit it out than throw it up.
Oh, wow.
And so at this point, Garcelle walks away because Garcelle's like, you cannot talk to a person about an eating disorder about how to better their eating disorder.
How to binge or how to purge.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... She was like,
she's so tactless, man.
Right.
She's got a clue in to what's going on around her.
Right. And Garcelle was like, you're not a doctor. You can't prescribe laxatives to people. Like, you can't tell people just take a laxative and it'll be like you never ate. That's not how it works.
It's not healthy.
It's not healthy. And that's also not how it works. Like, your body's still intaking calories.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then at the very end, literally the credits are starting to roll and... Somebody, like one of the waiters brought over food or whatever, and what the fuck is her name? Crystal denies it. And Erica, as Crystal's walking away, Erica's like, oh yeah, you can't eat this anyways. It's a chicken finger or chicken tender or whatever.
Why the fuck would she say that?
Why would you say that?
And what did Crystal do?
Then it was to be continued immediately right then.
Oh my God.
Okay. That is not okay. She's just poured her heart out about her eating disorder. She's talked to you about, like, how she has to deal with it, how she feels she's after she eats, it. After she, like...
She's struggling, dude. She's not in a good spot.
She's not okay. No, she's not. Really not okay. And then Erica's, like, mocking her and being like, oh, you won't eat this because it's a chicken tender.
That's gross. I'm, like, so disappointed in her behavior, dude. And I am starting to feel like she might get fired because she's off her rocker.
I don't know. Rena's been off her rocker for a while, and she's still there.
Yeah, Rena has nothing to add to the show. Nothing to add to the show. She stirs the pot and that's it.
Her biggest scene this whole season has been when she couldn't walk through the mud at Sutton's house.
Yeah. Oh my God. Fucking Erica.
To be fair, Rena's mom also passed away, so I'm sure she's dealing with other things besides filming.
Yeah.
But Erica's really... Wow.
That's not okay.
It wasn't okay.
I'm so disappointed.
And the more she drinks, the more disappointed I get in her.
Well, she gets more, like, verbally aggressive with people or, like, clueless. And she's, like, actually hurting people. That's the problem. Is, like, you're leaving. Like, Crystal will never forget you said that.
No.
Garcelle will never forget that you spoke to her son like that. Mm-hmm. Like, these aren't okay behaviors.
No, you're really damaging people.
Yeah, dude. Like, her son is 14 and you verbally assaulted him, basically. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, in this episode, too, like, I don't know, Erica's kind of making light of her divorce with Tom. Do you remember this part? And she said, people are asking me, are you divorced? Are you divorced? And she's like, no, I'm legally separated, but I'm not divorced. And she was like, there's so many other legal things going on right now. Like it's not the time to get divorced. And she's like, plus, if I get divorced, I would have to pay him alimony. So I'll stay married until I don't have to anymore.
Jesus.
And I'm like,
you gotta be careful what you say.
Right. This is national television.
Jesus.
Your lawyers are watching this, and everyone's watching.
Yeah, everyone's watching. That whole thing just like, it still does not add up. It still is so messy. It's messy. Like the way she left, the stories, the rapid decline, like from one minute they're at dinner and the next minute he's not well. Like, what's going on? It's so odd.
I think there's so much more to the story that she's not saying.
I think so too.
I still think Erica may have used the money.
Yeah.
But I don't think she knows where it came from.
Yeah.
Or knew. Yeah. She knows now, but I don't think she knew where it came from.
Yeah.
And I think it royally fucked her.
Yeah. Like, she just got fucked over by him.
I think that there's such a fine line though, because like, if he was a doctor, she wouldn't be sued for malpractice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard. I think that the big question here is, was he filtering money through her business and did she know about it?
I for sure think he was filtering money through her business. I don't think she knew about it.
Right. But I think that that's where it becomes muddy. Messy.
Yeah.
Because it's her signature on everything. It's her name on everything. And as... you know, a business owner, like, I know you trust your husband, of course, but you got to be careful with legal shit with your name on it, dude.
Right.
You just do.
Right.
I was, one of my girls was talking to me today about, like, would you sign a prenup? I was like, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I think everybody should be signing prenups. She's like, really? She's like, I feel that way, like, even if I have no money, but if I get rich one day, like when we're married, I was like, well, no, prenups protect you from like everything that you had before you're married.
Right.
So the only reason I would want a prenup is because like for him and for me, like, okay, any money that I had is mine. Great. But like also any debt I had is mine. My car is mine. You know what I mean? Like those kinds of things
right.
You don't want to have to argue about. You don't want to have to go through. Mm-mm. Even like who gets retirement, who's paying, you know, the other's health insurance when we get divorced, what happens? You have to get your own policy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I just went, I didn't go on a rant, but I was just like, you need to protect yourself always. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you can trust your husband and yes, you can trust, you know, a life together. But when you do not know a person, until you get divorced.
Right.
And you see how they treat you and you see how what they value. And then you realize how little they value you because they value themselves more.
You can trust your husband, but you may not be able to trust your future ex-husband.
Exactly. And that's what's terrifying. Yeah. Like, you always, always need to think about yourself, because if, God forbid, something were to happen, what about you?
Right.
Did you give up your entire life supporting his life? Or do you have your own career and you will be fine because you will be able to pick yourself up? You right. know what I mean? Like, I just don't want these younger generations to be like, okay, I'm married now and I'm going to cater to my husband and this is going to go on the back burner. Like, it's, but I don't think a lot of these younger generations are thinking like that, luckily.
Yeah.
Anymore. But
no, I think I'm totally pro prenup.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have, if I would have had assets, I would have done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just
absolutely
didn't. So I didn't. But yeah, if I would have had assets, I for sure would have. I think it's such a smart idea. I think everybody, I think if you have assets or severe debt, mm-hmm. you need a prenup.
Yeah. And people, like, they even say, like, if, even if you have $500, like, that $500 when you get divorced might be really important that you have.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's things like that that people don't think about.
Well, Kaylin Lowry has talked about it, and she was like, that her lawyer told her, anybody with $10,000 or more in cash or assets needs to have a prenup.
Yeah. So, like, a car.
A car. Mm-hmm. If you own a car, you need a prenup.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get divorced, this car is mine.
Yeah. That's true. Interesting.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just a wild, it's a wild concept, and I think it's a hard conversation, but I definitely think that it's one that needs to be had. And if you can't have a conversation about a prenup with your partner,
you probably shouldn't be together.
Right. You probably shouldn't be getting married.
Yeah. Last thing we'll talk about. What the fuck is going on with Britney Spears? Like, I'm legit so concerned lately.
I really think that even though she's not legally in a conservatorship, she's still in a conservatorship.
Like, I think Sam is her handler.
For sure.
And I think, like, nothing adds up. Why did they get married so quick? Why was she not allowed to create the guest list? Why does she not get professional hair and makeup? Like, none of this shit adds up.
Why is he on a publicity tour about their marriage and she's not?
Right. Where the fuck is she, dude?
Right.
Where is she? That's terrifying. She's still
in that same room in her fucking crop top and shorts that don't fit doing these weird ass dances. Or she has her tits and ass out on Instagram posts with a little star covering her nipple.
It makes me so sad that, like, he's going on the Today Show to talk about their wedding.
And she's not there.
And the bride's not there. Why is nobody asking these questions? Why is nobody asking him on live TV? Probably because they've been warned not to. Yeah,
where the fuck is your bride?
So, something interesting. I've been following that Instagram account that I followed. Like, well, I'm still following. From Johnny Depp's trial.
Oh, yeah. The house and habit or whatever?
Yes. And she's been breaking down, like, this Britney Spears stuff. She's like, what is going on with Britney Spears? None of this shit adds up. So she was starting to realize that any time Britney Spears is posting, like, the naked provocative photos, like, with her with no bra or, like, whatever, Sam on his Instagram is doing sponsored posts at the same time. And so people are like, he's very obviously using her for fame. Like,
for sure.
He dated somebody else really high profile before her. And he's talked a lot to Britney's supporters about helping him get on, like, Magic Mike. Helping him, like...
Magic Mike?
Yeah, like, these different shows. Because he, like, had an audition for Magic Mike. And then they said, like, he wasn't the right part because he couldn't dance. And then he went to Britney's followers and was like, please flood Magic Mike's producers, I forget the name, and let him know that we need, like, a versatile man that doesn't know how to dance, and I can be the friend that doesn't know how to dance, but da-da-da-da. Like, what are you doing? You're asking your girlfriend at the time supporters to help you get on Magic Mike 3? Like, oh my God.
That
was
a fucking dud of a movie anyways. Right. Amber Heard was in it.
But that's what I mean. Like, he just, everyone's like, he's obviously using her for fame. And what do we all do? Nobody can do anything but watch.
Right.
But it's so terrifying to think about the fact that, like, where the fuck is she, dude? How are there no paparazzi photos of her?
She also supposedly was being drugged previously, and she looks absolutely nothing different.
Yeah, I know. Her demeanor doesn't look any different.
No.
But, like, the Britney Spears that we heard on that recording to the judge asking him to free her from the conservatorship, that's not the Britney Spears on her Instagram.
No.
Like, we haven't seen that Britney Spears since. She started a TikTok, too, didn't she? Or somebody did in her name.
I really think that she's still being controlled, and I think that they let her, like, her dad and the people that were doing her conservatorship, like, kind of signed away that whole deal because of the negative publicity they were getting. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only reason. I do think Sam is her handler, mm-hmm. or the person that is controlling her all the time.
Right.
I think she's still living the same exact life she was before. It's just not legal.
It's so sad to watch. It's, like, really creepy to watch. And I feel like we'll never, like, she will be, like, the greatest mystery of our time if we don't figure out what the fuck's going on.
Right.
Like, nobody will ever know.
She's going to end up like Brittany Murphy. Like, just.
Disappears.
Just, like, dead out of nowhere, and nobody knew what was going on.
So sad.
Like, yeah. I don't think anybody knew how severe Brittany Murphy was in her addiction when she passed away.
But she didn't die from her addiction. She died from fucking pneumonia. And her husband wouldn't take her to the doctor. That's what happened. Right. And then he died shortly after
of
pneumonia. And so then people are wondering if her mom drugged them. Because, okay, so Brittany Murphy married this really creepy fucking guy from, like...
That was older, right?
Very much older. I think he was, like, from Turkey or something. And they lived a very bizarre life together. And I forget what happened. I watched, like, a whole documentary. But she was sick. She was very, very sick. And her mom and him were talking about, like, should we take her to the hospital? Should we not? Da, 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 da. And by the time somebody on her team made that call, it was too late. She had died. And then it was later, like, determined that her cause of death, I think, was pneumonia. And, then her husband and her mom did this weird press tour together, very much like looking like lovers about her death. It's so bizarre. Weird. And then he ends up dead from the same exact thing, like pneumonia. And so then I think they tested the house to see if it had mold or something. But I think that they couldn't find, like, a cause of why.
You think your mom had, like, really that? Sick. What's that syndrome where you, like, make people sick so that you can be the caretaker?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Let me see. Brittany Murphy, cause of death. I want to see if it, like, yeah, pneumonia. Pneumonia and anemia.
Yeah, but anemia is so common.
And her husband's name is Simon Monjack. Yeah, just 5 months after she died, he died from pneumonia and anemia, which was eerily similar to his wife's cause of death. Yeah, so nobody... That was a big mystery, too. Like, what the fuck happened? But Brittany Murphy wasn't looking good for a long time when they were together.
Right.
And, yeah, I feel bad about Brittany Murphy.
She was so talented.
She was so talented. She was so stunning. She was so sweet. Like... bubbly, full of, you know, personality.
Yeah, that Hollywood, was really, man. Sad.
Yeah, that was sad. So, these just, like, twisted. Oh, you just have no idea what's really going on with people.
No.
Makes me so sad for, like, Britney Spears. It truly does, because watching her is uncomfortable and, like, cringy at the same time.
I honestly, though, at this point, I think it's been so long, and I think that her life has been so twisted that I don't think Britney could go back into society and, like, a normal person.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. I just think all these, like, naked posts and stuff. Oh, and there was another theory that, like, these naked posts aren't coming from her. They're wondering if she's, like, texting Sam, like, these pictures, and then he's posting them.
Why would he post those, though, on her social media?
Because it gets people talking about Britney, which gets people talking about him. You know what I mean? I don't know.
They're disturbing.
They are.
And how are they not taken down? You can't post your freaking one-year-old if they don't have a shirt on, but you can, Britney Spears can post this shit.
It's so weird. I feel so sad for her, dude.
It's odd.
Anyways. Sad.
Right. The spinning.
Anyways, okay, guys, sorry.
Oh, she's not dizzy.
She's, I don't know.
All right, well, thanks for listening to us ramble for another week. We're always on Instagram at Relatable Reality Podcast. DM us there and let us know what you think, if you have any different ideas. And then, of course, download and subscribe on Apple Podcast app or whatever you're listening to this on. We're on the ball. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Have a good week.
Bye.